Proclamation number 6056 of 17th of September, 1954. Open Confession of the Divine Name. My name must be openly known before the world. Only then will you prove that you are my disciples, that you belong to my own who also remain faithful to me until the end. You will learn to understand why I have demanded this of you when you recognize the distance of all people from me, when you can observe people's anxiousness to outwardly conceal their attitude, to want to deceive their fellow human beings about their right relationship to God as the Redeemer of the world. My name will seldom be mentioned among them. They will avoid every conversation which has me as its content. And they will want to lie to themselves that their inner attitude is enough, that I am satisfied when people acknowledge me inwardly. And I know about this weakness and lukewarmness of people and therefore demand an open confession for me. I demand a clear decision for me in my name which is obvious to all fellow human beings, otherwise my adversary will have the vote. I also know that it will not be easy for my believers, that it requires courage to confess me aloud, and yet the human being can only achieve victory when he musters this courage, when he is not afraid of those who can indeed kill the body but not the soul. Only then will he also feel the strength which lies in speaking and confessing my name, and only then will he belong to my own against whom my adversary is now completely powerless. For he fears my name and therefore wants to silence it in the world. And that is why he works people against me, that is why he incites them against my followers, that is why he proceeds openly and covertly against all who want to remain faithful to me. For this reason the confession of my name in the last days will require great faith and trust in me, but it will also be possible, for I will provide my own with the strength that they will confess me unashamedly to all people, that they will testify to me in my working, that they will openly confess me as Redeemer of people, who must be acknowledged by everyone who wants to become blissfully happy. They will be ridiculed, they will have to suffer for the sake of my name, yet nothing will affect them because they receive my strength in the same measure as they need it. And therefore they will be able to resist all temptations, to make them fall away from the faith, to apostasy from me. They will remain steadfast and as a reward for it also belong to those who will see me coming on the last day. Amen.